academic genre hierarchies. At the beginning of the Revolution, the Royal Academy had been abolished, and in its place was the Arts Commune. The Arts Commune was presided over by David, and it then became the National Institute, which had many other disciplines under its domain but also included the fine arts. After the exile of Napoleon in 1816, King Louis XVIII reinstated the Royal Academy, or as it was now called, the Académie des Beaux-Arts. This is a quick timeline of the rise and reinvention of the Art Academy in France. 1793, the Royal Academy is abolished and it becomes the Art Commune under Jacques-Louis David. In 1795, the National Institute adds fine arts to its classes. 1816, the Royal Academy is reinstated, now called the Académie des Beaux-Arts. In 1819, the École des Beaux-Arts, a division of the Academy, is the primary place for prestigious artists to learn, teach, and show work. One of the major changes in the Academy during the 1800s is that those who were allowed to become members of the Academy were no longer young artists, but rather older and more established gentlemen who elected members in. It was this system that made it so hard for new art forms to get into the Academy by the mid-1800s. This system also created a distinct and celebrated hierarchy of painting genres. Those that were at the top of the ranking were eligible to win their creator prizes and great prestige, while those at the bottom of the hierarchy would be considered only suitable for dabbling artists. In the mid-1800s in France, the hierarchy was, in most cases, arranged as follows. History painting, painting that depicted historical events, were the best of the best and often the biggest. Portraits. Portraiture wasn't really considered the most amazing thing, but it was considered to be decently good because people were the focus and everyone likes to look at pictures of themselves or people they know. Landscape painting. Landscape painting was okay, but really only if it was a historical landscape, and only occasionally should it be cluttered up with people. If it did have people, make them historical. Or peasants, but pretty peasants. Landscape painting had been recently promoted from lower in the hierarchy during the early to mid-1800s due to the outside influences after the Revolution. Genre painting. Genre painting was the painting of anything not on the list, but that included humans in a rustic or moralizing way. Often it was painting of peasants or pseudo-peasants, what the higher class imagined peasants to be. Still life. The last thing was still life painting, which was anything not living and arranged. Animal paintings, specifically paintings of pets or other owned creatures, held a place on this list at certain times, above still life, while paintings of dead animals were more in the still life category, although still somewhat more exciting than images of fruit and glass. This list changed order at different times, but history painting always stayed at the top, and the higher up in the list, the bigger the piece could be, which is why French history painting tends to be huge. The Restoration. Here's the world's fastest recap of the Restoration of France. Basically, by 1814, the French had had enough of war and enough death, and they deposed Napoleon to the island of Elba. He stayed there until 1815, and then came back to France and ruled for 100 days, and then was shipped back to Elba, where he later died. His autopsy said he died of stomach cancer, but other people think he died of arsenic poisoning. Hard to say, but that doesn't stop people from still talking about it. People have been trying to kill him for a very long time. Once, when he was married to Josephine, a cart bomb had been placed in the road in an effort to kill him and or Josephine as his carriage drove past. Yes. Cart bomb. Anyway, with the emperor deposed, Louis XVIII, younger brother of King Louis XVI, who had been hiding around Europe saying he was King of France, came back to quote-unquote help out. He became a constitutional monarch who shared power with the Parliament. Louis XVIII was succeeded by his younger brother, Charles X, who was eventually forced to abdicate after a three-day revolution in 1830. So after a while, Emperor Napoleon was out and the traditional French monarchy was back in. Then Napoleon was back in, then he was back out, then the monarchy was back in, then Napoleon's relatives came back and the monarchy was out, and then, I think you get the picture. The era of long-lasting rulers was over for France.